Have you ever had something happen to you where you felt either really insecure or you felt really bad about how something happened or how something went down, and you just immediately start looking around for whose fault it was? It was that guy, it was you, it was my husband, it was my wife, it was my kids. And you lose your nut on those people, and yet you still don't feel any better about yourself, but at least you've kind of gotten it off your chest. Welcome, my friends, to the shame blame game. It's a game that nobody wins, but it's a game that I can teach you how to stop playing. Let me give you an example. I'll give you two examples of the shame blame game, and you can let me know if you've ever experienced this or if you've done it yourself. So, we bought an investment property just about an hour and a half north of where I live, and we were getting tenants for our first time, some long-term tenants. Now, I'm really insecure about, and this is going to sound hilarious, about my kitchen organization skills. I've never really been good at it. I'm very busy. My brain just doesn't care about organization. It cares, can I find what I'm looking for? And so if you went down to my kitchen, I mean, I know where everything is, but it looks a little bit hodgepodge, a little bit, not cluttered, but let's just say it's not extremely orderly or in any kind of color-coded, organization. And so when I was trying to organize this condo, which is going to become fully furnished, I had to make sure that I did, in fact, do all that I needed to do to ensure that that kitchen was properly stocked. And I was kind of getting a little bit nervous about this because in my past, I've had people come into my house, family and otherwise, and tisk-tisk me about, like, oh my God, like you put that there. Or people who come into my house and, bless their souls, reorganize my kitchen. Then I can't find a single thing, but I felt bad because I'm like, well, obviously they reorganized it because I didn't do it right. Right. So now it became sort of this insecurity, this lack of confidence. And it's just, when you really get down to it, a silly thing to not have confidence about. And yet that's what I had. So up at the condo, it was Saturday morning. I got out of bed at 8:30. My husband had got up a little bit earlier. There was some stuff in boxes still, and they're tidy, last minute tidying up. I wanted to make a good impression. So I roll out of bed at 8:30. They were coming at 10. And I start, cleaning up, and I'm getting increasingly antsy about the 10 o'clock time when these people are going to come. Will I have done the right thing? Will I have put everything where it's supposed to? Would I put things where everyone else would put things? And around this goes in my head. So at 9:30, my husband traipsed through the kitchen. He's like, I'm going to go have a shower now. And I lost my nut on him. I'm like, what do you mean you're gonna go have a shower? Well, there's all this stuff that still needs to be done. And blah, 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 blah. And I ripped his head off. And I have the best husband in the world for someone like me because he's just like, blink, blink, going to have my shower, honey. And he carries on. So I'm like, crash, 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 clean, 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 doing all this stuff. And the tenants come at 10 and it's fine. And my husband is completely unfazed. I'm a wreck. And then they go. And I was reading this book called Rising Strong by Brené Brown. And I open this delightful book to read about the shame blame game. And I realized I had just done it. So I yelled at my husband, blaming him for whatever, things not being perfect. When really what I was doing is I was shouting my own insecurities at him. I was shouting my fear of judgment by others. I was shouting the trauma of my past, small t, but still, trauma's trauma. And that's what I was actually shouting out at him. And I was humbled, a little bit ashamed of myself because I feel like I should have known better. But then I was just like, well, I didn't know better, but now I do. So we're driving out later on that afternoon, and I said to him, well, I have a wee confession to make. And I explained to him what happened. I explained that, I got out up at 8:30, and if I was really that concerned about the kitchen being in order for 10 o'clock, I could have gotten up earlier. But regardless, I yelled at him. Because I get pretty sparky, as you can well imagine, and he didn't deserve it because it wasn't about him, it was about me, and I was just really, really insecure. And so now, when something happens where I'm either really insecure about something and there's some sort of response, or just something in my world that I feel worried about makes me feel compelled to just kind of like find an external thing to blame it on, so I make it not so personal, then I learn to step away from that. Taking things personally is deadly. And I get most of my clients to write on a sticky, it's not about me. Right? But there's also a sticky, it's something you can control. And so recently I backed into a car. So this is Rebecca learning the shame blame game lesson. So I was at my ex's picking up my boys, and his wife pulled up and she was just sitting there. She wasn't honking or flashing her lights. So I back up and crunch. I go right into a car. I'd forgotten to turn my sensor off so it didn't scream at me before I hit it. So I smooshed into it, right? Not a huge thing. I was going, crunch. So my first instinct, thankfully, was okay, let's just take responsibility, go find the person who owns the car, whatever. But interestingly, once I got all the information and I was driving home, a little voice in my head kicked in and says, if she was rushing you, or that guy shouldn't have been there, right? You know, and he doesn't even have insurance. Turned out he did. So it doesn't matter. Anyway, but I heard that little voice and I found it so interesting that even though I became very aware and very conscious of the shame blame game, the impulse is still there. But the cool thing is, guys, we control everything about us. We control not only how we feel and whether we decide to take something personally. And that vernacular is important because you're literally taking something. You take offense, right? You actually take it. I mean, you can give offense too, but it's a choice that you make. And so choosing not to take things personally helps you to just not have a whole bunch of baggage floating around on the inside that one day, if something gets triggered, like an insecurity or something that makes you cross, you know, if you've got all this baggage, at some point you're going to try to get rid of it. And if you don't have a healthy way of getting rid of it, if you don't have a methodology to use, an awareness, a process, and I work with tons of people to develop these processes because I had to use them to get myself out of those situations of being in the shame blame game, of not taking responsibility for how I feel and saying that because I felt this way, I lashed out at somebody else or I reacted in this way. Once you realize, hang on a second, I know what's really going on, you prevent yourself from making huge public blunders of saying things you are going to regret, acting in a way that doesn't match up with what's actually going on. And it's usually something where if you become aware of that, you're like, my reaction was unwarranted. And it might not be that it was necessarily unwarranted, but perhaps the it's called the sparkiness of the reaction may not have been warranted. And you can sit with that and kind of say, well, what was really going on? What was I really worrying about? And for me, I was worried about judgment. That's been my thing since forever. It still rears its ugly head, and I have to be aware of when I feel worried about being judged. If I feel worried about rejection, that my impulse is going to be to lash out, to say it's somebody else's fault, because it just hurts so much to have that inside. But every time you say, okay, I was feeling this way, so how do I get myself out of it? How do I explain how I'm feeling to someone else so that you're not yelling at them instead? You know, that's what allows you to start unraveling some of these impulses, some of these bad habits, and replace them with things that are much more healthy. So if something happens again, like say for instance, you know, I go when we redo the condo thing, and I start feeling that sense of either anger or anxiety or stress. Another way for me to handle it is to just literally tell my husband how I'm feeling. Wow, I feel really stressed right now. I'm not too sure why. I'm really worried about, you know, the tenants and them thinking I haven't set things up properly, because that just takes me all the way back, you know, 10, 20 years ago when I was experiencing this on a regular basis, that level of judgment. Then I get support, right? Because I have the most supportive husband in the world. You guys hear me talk about him all the time. I should bring him on here one day because, God, I talk about this man so much. But I have that support, and instead of trying to push it away and blaming, I can bring it close and have support so that he can help me get past it, and we get past it together, and then no one gets yelled at. He has a nice shower as opposed to wondering what monster he's coming out to look at when I'm done or when he's done. And it's a way better way to live. So the shame blame game is a game no one wins, so don't play it. Okay, so never play a game where you're guaranteed to lose. It's even worse than gambling because at least if gambling, you win parts of the time. Of course, they have to let you win, otherwise you stop. Shame, blame game. No winners, no takers. You just feel like absolute garbage, but you can stop it when you recognize it. Stop yourself from doing that outward push of whatever is really going on and try to say, what can I do about that? Where can I get help about that? Where can I get support to walk me through that? And if you're not sure where to get that support, you can send me a private message, you can email me, you can Google me. If you do, make sure you pick the right one. There's another lady who married an 800-pound man. He lost all his weight. We're really happy about him. I'm the next one. Okay? So stop playing the shame blame game. Go out and live a life of purpose and intention. And that, my friends, is how you get real happiness. Have a great day. Have a wonderful weekend wherever you are in the world.